Welcome to a Pink Jeans November crossover episode. I'm Rob Schulte.
I'm Brittany. Hi, it's Thanksgiving.
TG.
I call it T-Give.
Oh, T-Give. Damn. I was trying to create a Thanksgiving carol at the beginning.
Oh, well, I'm down. I love carols. I am already playing the Michael Bublé. Why do I call it Bublé? It's Michael Bublé.
Carol Ann.
Carol Ann.
No, we keep going. I don't know if our listeners know this yet, Brittany, because they are not privy to the rule book that you and I continue to revision and mail back and forth to each other across the country.
Rules to live by.
Yes. And one of the rules that we are currently living by is that although we edit the podcast, we never stop a recording.
Oh my gosh, we've literally never done it. Never.
It's a measure twice, cut once sort of thing.
That's right. Record once, Jeremy, take the wheel.
Yep. See ya. Bye.
Bye. Rob, are you going to tell him what we're watching today?
Yes, of course I am. Of course I am. I'm not going to ask permission. Okay. We watched Addams Family Values from 1993. It's a sequel to the amazing Addams Family reboot universe that came out just a couple years prior.
It's such a journey.
It really is. And so was the journey of choosing this movie. But I'm going to tell that story on the November Patreon bonus. How about that?
Of course. All I'm going to say is if you can think of a good Thanksgiving movie, send it to me. No, send me the recommendation. You don't have to send me the DVD or credits from my Prime account. Unless you want to.
And don't send Brittany a copy of Stepmom. That covers Thanksgiving and Christmas. Okay, not the same thing.
Yeah, it's not the same thing. And don't you dare send me a copy of Stepmom unless you want to see me cry.
Julia Roberts really does do a great job.
She kills it. Oh my God, she's amazing.
We're here to talk about Addams Family Values. It is what we have signed up for, Brittany. And I am going to read you a user-generated storyline from the Internet Movie Database.
Okay.
When an adorable baby boy is added to the Addams household, Wednesday and Pugsley do not hate him. They just aren't necessarily excited about his existence. Hmm. Okay, yeah, they do hate him. So they plot to get rid of him one way or another. Meanwhile, their parents hire a nanny for him, and she charms Fester, but has evil intentions for him. The Addamses must stop her. But how? And this was written by unknown.
Asterix Addamses.
Yeah.
But for real, you almost got me when it was like, they don't hate him, but they don't necessarily like him. And then it's like, okay, I do hate him. I was like, okay, you almost had me. That was good.
I love when a IMDb user tries to like trick me. So you're about to read the storyline to a movie, but I'm going to throw a couple of wrenches into it just to make sure you really want to watch it.
The enticement's
crazy.
Speaking of enticement, how did you watch this? Where did you watch this? What was the context? Start from the beginning.
Ooh, okay. So I'm on the couch, right?
Okay.
I got a blanket. No, so Elvis and I watched this movie together. Elvis being my dog, of course. Everyone knows this.
Oh my gosh. Okay. No, I was like, hail to the king. Okay.
Well, he's the king of this house, I'll tell you that.
Right.
Not the king of rock and roll or the king of pop, which we'll get to later.
Or Hoochie-coo.
Yeah. Oh, that's true. So anyway, I watched this movie over the course of 2 days, Brittany, mainly because...
Did you fall asleep the first time?
I did not fall asleep the first time, but I did get a phone call that ended up lasting longer than I wanted it to because it dealt with construction in my apartment. And then I was just like, I gotta go to bed.
I hear ya.
I fell asleep after.
So you did fall asleep.
Yes, but it was streaming. I watched it with Elvis. I had a grand old time, but more on that later. How about you?
I watched it regular. I mean, this isn't a scary movie, so I just
on VHS.
Watched it right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I will say when I first started watching, I was like, how much is this going to be about the hand? Because like the very first couple of minutes is very heavy with the hand. What is it? The thing?
Yeah, I believe that's thing.
Sorry, not the thing, but just thing. It's just like it was a lot for right off the bat. I was so
really,
relieved when it
really was.
It very rarely, like he didn't come back. Oh, I'm gendering a hand. Who knows? They.
Sure.
Thing was, it was relieving that they weren't throughout the film very much. Okay.
There are definite things in this film that are like, hey, remember the first one? The problems that a lot of sequels that are comedies have.
Yes.
And so I think you hit the hand on the head that the intro of this was like, hey, remember us? We're a cool, spooky, macabre family with a hand.
A hand that's doing roller skate tricks.
Yeah. Oh, lordy.
But speaking of the Lord, Rob, do you remember prior to us doing the recording today and here's some behind the scenes? I was like, Rob, I probably shouldn't talk about this on the podcast, but I still wanted to tell you as my personal friend, this is a thought I had. And then you had a thought and then I had a thought and I was like, well, you know what? Let's just talk about it on the podcast. And you said, okay, so just wanted to be as...
To answer you, yes, I do remember. So.
Okay, because my point was, my question is, and if you've seen this film, you may not even remember this. Rob just watched it yesterday. He didn't even remember this happened.
True.
There's a scene where the kids are sitting inside the cabin when they're like kidnapped at camp. They're in trouble. They're making them watch like Annie and the Little Mermaid and stuff. And one of the kids looks off camera and screams bloody murder. They show what he was screaming at. It was a picture of Michael Jackson. I thought, what a strange joke to be told in the 90s. I don't remember humor being like that back then. What do you think, Rob?
I think that I laughed because I remembered once you reminded me. But then I thought about it. And then I was like, ooh, okay. I remember how much of a joke Michael Jackson was and then what was going on at the time. And to be quite honest, it's like, yeah, the first trials of Michael Jackson were happening and that's why it was a joke in the movie. And I don't think that like that would be told necessarily today. Like it feels like it could be taken as tasteless, but I'm always surprised to see things from, you know, 20 years plus that would work in a movie today. How about that? Like, it's surprising to me.
Well, and here's my response to that. When you say when you're looking back watching things from 20 years ago. Okay, really quick point. Do you find that now you're attracted to the adults in the movie? Even though when you watch this, you were a kid and you were like, oh, I think Wednesday's cute. But then you grow up and you're like, the dad's kind of hot.
I think that raises a lot of questions.
When did I get so old?
Yeah. Also, when did it change? No.
I don't know. Fester, like when you find yourself attracted to Fester, you're like, wow, I've been in quarantine too long. Help me.
I have had that thought, especially when watching other things where I was just like, oh, yeah, a lot of these people were just like adults. When I watched this as a kid, but like watching it now, although I would not perform the actions of Fester, I can relate to Fester's lust for his new wife, Joan Cusack, in this movie.
Well, of course. And you know what? This won't be my first Home Improvement reference of the episode. But I that's somebody who I feel that about. It's like when I see Al Borland, I'm like, oh, I get it. Like when I was a kid, I was like, ew, I don't understand. But like now I'm like, oh, of course he was the hottest guy in Detroit. What are you talking about? Look at him. Anyway, let's move on before I give away all my secrets.
All I want to say, Brittany, just to cap this, just to put a cap on this, especially with the Michael Jackson thing. It's like looking back at the McDonald's lawsuit, the coffee lawsuit, the famous, like,
that's
oh my
exactly
God.
Exactly like that.
You can sue McDonald's over a cup of coffee. And everyone made jokes about it in the 90s, and they were all just like, how crazy is this person? I guess you could sue anyone for anything. But the fact of the matter is, with more information, we learned that that was like an elderly woman who had suffered severe burns for coffee that was way too hot to be served on a lid that didn't stay on. And her doctors and her family were like, well, you probably shouldn't be the person paying for this $20,000 skin graft. And yeah, it makes a little bit more sense in retrospect. And I think that's just something I think about when we watch this stuff from years and years ago. How weird it evolves over time. How about that?
It's true, because if that happened today, if some lady burned her coochie today, you would be like, have so much compassion for her. Yep. And you would totally rally and be like, sue the fuck out of McDonald's. Fuck them. That's crazy. How dare they? Yeah. Beep out all my curse words. Please. Thank you. My grandma listens. Just kidding.
But please leave in coochie.
Yes. No, bleep out coochie. Just kidding. Okay.
Every instance.
Yes. So, cutting class. Banana, near, near.
Attention, faculty and students.
Are suspended.
Not until your grades improve.
Cutting class.
The school is closed.
Cutting class is our fun factoids. Whenever we go into this segment, we put our pencils in our hands and we start studying. Brittany, let me start you out with this one.
Yeah.
Addams Family started out in 1938 as a comic strip.
That's crazy.
I had no idea.
Nobody told you.
Yeah, no, where was it on the... Anyway. And Thing, our favorite roller skating character from earlier, wasn't introduced until 1954.
Whose idea was it to bring in just a disembodied hand? But okay, I guess 1958 was a weird time. I have a fun one for ya. Cher almost played Morticia. The studio execs wanted Cher. Yeah, they wanted Cher, you know, with all the star power. But like you and I and the director and everybody else knows, it was like, of course it's Angelica Houston. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think next to witches, this might be my favorite Angelica Houston role.
Hot take. No, that's a very like reasonable take, actually. I have another one about the casting.
Oh, please.
Pubert, LOL, the baby, was played by twin infant baby girls. They went on to star as Tim Taylor's twin nieces in Home Improvement.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you weren't just blowing smoke when you said you had another.
I told you. I knew it.
Listeners, I'll tell you this. It's not going to be the last Home Improvement reference of this episode. So hang tight. And there it is. Now, Brittany, I have one other cutting class. Very academic cutting class.
Let's hear it.
Fact. Not only is Gary's play puerile and under-dramatized, as Wednesday puts it, it's historically inaccurate. The Chippewa are from the Midwest. Pocahontas was a Powhatan, a tribe indigenous to Virginia. Neither she nor the Chippewa would have been present at the first Thanksgiving. Also, by 1621, Pocahontas had already married John Rolfe, moved to England, and died. So, Gary, come on.
Yeah.
Brittany, do you have any other fun facts?
Okay, I just wanted to point out Angelica Houston's eyes were always illuminated in every single scene. That was so interesting, right? And when I was like looking it up, I was like, what's the tip or trick about that? Like, how do you incorporate that into your own life? The only thing that I could find about it was just that they used that same technique on Faye Dunaway when she was in Mommy Dearest. So,
oh my God.
I was like, wow, so maybe I don't want to replicate that. Yeah. Maybe I'll get off a bad vibe. But seriously, when you were watching that scene where they cycled through all of the nannies being interviewed and they were like old and young and silly and crazy and stuff, did you secretly hope that Mrs. Doubtfire was going to show up?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Especially when after the like Poppy the Puppet. Like, yes. I was like, no, we can do better.
We can do better. We can do better.
Brittany, the facts are done. The book is closed. And it is time to get crazy with a segment we like to call Maniac.
Maniac. It will tear the life out of you.
Wow.
Wow.
This time I only had one maniac moment, Brittany. And I know that you and I sometimes bring more than one, but today I have one. And the craziest thing a character does in this episode, in this film, I should say, is when Fester agrees to wear that wig.
Yeah.
Like, if you're paying for hair plugs, pay for a hair that looks, that shapes your face better.
Yeah.
Let's put it that way. Like, let's do something that caters to Fester, you know?
You're so right, because the thing is, she's like, if you're going to be with me, you're going to need to look good. But I'm like, lady, that is maybe, I mean, a 1% improvement. Imagine she got him like a Fonzie wig or something. He'd be fine. Oh. Give him a back brace so he can stand up a little straighter or something, girl.
Yeah, well, we're all working on that. Give him a Gomez mustache.
Oh, yeah. Really,
I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Especially if it was that red hair.
Red hair, Gomez mustache. It's fine.
If I remember correctly, in the first Addams Family movie, it's all about Fester having lost his memory after traveling to the Bermuda Triangle. And when we first meet him, he does have hair, I think.
What?
And it is
do not recall. Okay.
Short and curly, if I'm remembering correctly.
That's what they called me in high school. So rude.
Anyway, we'll cover the first Addams Family later. Brittany, what was the craziest thing you thought a character did in this film?
A couple. Naming your kid Pubert. No, when he was sticking breadsticks in his nose twice.
Yeah, he's like, I'm supposed to be doing this.
Oh, you liked when I stuck breadsticks in my nose the first time. I mean, I was getting sick to my stomach watching it. Anyway, Pugly's hair. Those are the three crazy. Like, did you ever see like angles of Pugly's hair? Is it Pugsley or Pugly?
I think it's Pugsley.
Oh, okay. Pugsley's hair was Pugly, though, for sure.
Yeah, that's
the
truth.
So busted. It's so busted.
I feel like that's a thing kids ended up doing, though, too. It's like, well, I don't want to just have a buzzed head, so give me some bangs.
Yeah, that I'm going to spike out directly in front of my head like a visor.
Helped with the sun at summer camp. That's the truth.
But that's why the like crisscross sun burn on his forehead.
We've all been there. We've been there.
It's true.
Okay, very important segment of the episode.
Bangs make you go, girlfriend.
I went first last time. You need to go first this time.
The song at the end. It was like, you know, I've been singing way too much in this episode. I will scale it back next time, but I can't help it. I'm bringing up the song. You know, whoop, there it is.
Mm-hmm. I do.
This was with the Addams Family values turning into like a rap, and it was Addams Family values, whoop, there it is. Please drop the song here. If I have to listen to it, you have to listen to it.
Back again, the Addams Family, new baby in the house makes three. Here's the thing about the song, Brittany. It won a Golden Raspberry Award for worst original song by Tag Team, you know, the creators of the original Whoop, There It Is.
Not a surprise. They deserve it and more.
Why? That song was so huge. That song, the original Whoop, There It Is was so
not
huge.
The Addams Family values Whoop, There It Is, but just Whoop, There It Is.
A sequel to Whoop, There It Is? What?
How could you go wrong is really what I'm thinking.
So true.
The rap was like, the baby with the mustache and the ham. Wait, what? Like, stop trying to make this happen. You know what I mean?
Yes, like, because there's another like lyric. It's the Addams Family sequel. And it's like, whoa.
How dare you?
We know it's a sequel, but at no point in this song have you let us know the title of the movie, which is not the Addams Family sequel or even part
this
two.
This is just poor writing. Poor rap writing.
Ain't it? Ain't it, though? I wonder if Tag Team even wrote the lyrics to that song.
They seemed very emphatic about it. They definitely cashed the checks.
That's true, as would I.
Now, me too! Brittany, where do I sign?
The thing that made me go whoomp is, we talked about it earlier, the Harmony Hut, the little cabin in the woods where they have to watch the Brady Bunch and all of that.
Yes.
It made me go whoomp because it seems like possibly the best place to be at this summer camp. Because, although you may not care about the hang in there posters and the Michael Jackson pictures and the TV that they wanted to watch or the movies, although I would watch all of that, there's no adults, there's no kids to pick on them. It seems so secluded, and it's like, well, they gotta be feeding them, right?
So gotta,
like, why not just kick it? Like, if I were to buy a cabin in the woods, it would probably, at least on the outside, look like the Harmony Hut.
That's so true. I agree. I would live there. I mean, it's very tiny. Yes. It's the size of a twin bed, but I would still live there. Yeah.
Especially if no one was going to bother me from that summer camp.
Right.
Yes. Now, Brittany, it is time for our big takeaway, a segment we like to call The Thing.
Can anybody hear me?
We found something quite remarkable.
We found something.
Is this dork made of orange rock like the rest of his body? The Thing.
I have prepared a statement for today's episode involving my big takeaway. I almost did the little like me thing as if I was going to sing it, but I won't be singing.
Give it a shot. Give it a shot.
Okay. No. This movie made me want to look at the history of the Addams Family, which I talked about earlier. And when I saw that it was 1938, I gulped like Lurch did when he swallowed that dart. And it made
me wonder.
Are you
okay?
I will find out tomorrow. Made me wonder, why do some aspects of pop culture span so many years and continue to thrive when other aspects of pop culture get lost or scrutinized, the strongest magnifying glass? Like, just this year, a new animated Addams Family movie came out. And no one I know is like, my kids love the Addams Family, you know?
It's a staple.
Yeah. This film, Addams Family Values, was probably tossed to the side as like a silly sequel in 1993. But it seems to hold up watching it in 2020. It might be why the Addams Family has survived since 1938 is because it is just like, well, like you said, a staple, but like the basics are there. It is a weird, macabre family that you can throw into any situation and it'll be funny.
That's right. Yeah. Those parents are horny. So that's
so horny.
What other series, what other family depict, are the parents so horny openly?
I'm going to go with Patrick Duffy and Suzanne Summers in Step by Step.
Ooh, that's a good one. Those are step parents, though.
True. What's your thing? What's your thing, Britt?
My thing is I need somebody to follow me around with light to illuminate my eyes all the time.
Yes. I think so, too. Also, I think we should make a bigger thing about the thing in this episode. We're not talking about the character in the movie.
Oh, I was thinking you were talking about the thing. Oh my God, this is crazy. But also as a final note that I couldn't fit in anywhere else at the end when she's getting her, like, well, she's getting electrocuted.
Uh-huh.
She looked like Cynthia Doll from Rugrats. Like,
oh my God, she totally did.
I'm going to do a side-by-side. I'm going to do a side-by-side. You're going to be like, oh my God.
We got Cynthia Doll's crazy hair. We got a baby with a mustache. This movie really is a
Fester.
Lot of good hair. Oh, yeah, you got Fester? God. Well, Brittany, before we can bring this movie to a close, I'd like to know how you would want to rate it.
I don't want to rate it this way, but this is the way that I am leaning towards. Breadsticks in the nose. How many breadsticks in the nose?
So it seems like, I mean, like, obviously we can come up with our own responses. To yes. me, I would say that this is a 0, 1, or 2 rating because of how many holes my nose has.
Yes.
And I'm going to give it, one breadstick in the nose.
Huh.
Yeah, there's too much roller skating at the beginning and too much, like, same scene, you know, in that cave restaurant. I loved it. It reminded me of like a Disney World restaurant.
They didn't have to do the whole damn song, though.
Yeah. When they're dancing, I would have much rather have seen a funny tango sort of dance to a traditional song. Did not need the Addams Family theme to be like, hey, remember what we're doing here?
Yeah, you know? The parents were just being horny. It wasn't funny. It was like...
No, it was just too much horn.
You could cut the sexual tension with the knife.
And spread the butter on my breadstick up my
That's
nose.
That's right. I would say 1.5 breadsticks. Just like you get a little hungry, took a little snack, yep, had part of the off breadstick. But you're like, I need to save room for Din Din. But hold on, let me put 1.5 breadsticks up my nose. Because I'm crazy.
Must impress my girlfriend.
Yes. The fact that she went on to marry him after the breadstick thing, like that would be a deal breaker, right?
Yeah. I mean, like there's other millionaires.
You have, you know, bad like, judgment if you're jamming breadsticks up your nose.
Also, how many millionaires does she have to marry and kill?
Yeah. Do you not have enough?
Like, yeah. Like you've got a friggin' mansion with like paintings and stuff. Like
paintings.
Was that all bought by Fester? I don't know. And chandeliers. How about that?
Yeah.
I think we both have respectable ratings and any film critic would be crazy not to agree with us. But there's more people who have reviewed this movie than just me, Brittany.
And, what? Who?
As you know, I like to visit Letterboxd to find some of those reviews.
Would you read a user review from Letterboxd?
I would. And this user review is from Sophie, who reviewed this movie not too long ago, October 28th, 2020, obviously in the Halloween movie mood. She gave it 4 stars, which I don't know how that equates to breadsticks in the nose, probably 1.5.
Yeah, probably.
And had this to say about the film. The only thing better than Joan Cusack killing men and looking fabulous while doing it is Christina Ricci setting a racist summer camp on fire. Why do we even record episodes?
Yeah.
People can put it so succinctly on Letterboxd. Like
Rob,
that.
You could have led with this. We would have just shut this down. I would have been eating lunch by now. Okay.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Speaking of, I'm pretty hungry.
Me too.
Before we get out of here, though, Brittany, I got to remind people that if they would like to support this podcast, wherever you're listening to it, Pumpkin Spice Podcast, the TV show, Vanderpump Robs, any bevy of things you and I work on.
Yes.
Brittany, they can head over to patreon.com/pinkjeans, get our bonus episodes, which we love them.
Rob's going to tell you how the journey that came to finding a Thanksgiving movie. You owe it to him.
I'm also going to give my award-winning chili recipe. So,
I've been begging for years. Oh my gosh, everybody, you got to tune in. It's totally, oh my gosh.
Patreon.com/pinkjeans, bonus episodes. They come out. We pay Jeremy with that money. Brittany, if people can't do that, and I totally understand, then please head to Apple Podcasts and give us one of them 5-star ratings and reviews so that it helps us in the algorithm. And when people type in Addams Family, our podcast comes up first.
That's right. If you want to go a step further, maybe you like Connection. Do you remember Connection? Yeah. Do you remember Human Connection? We have an Instagram. We have a Facebook group. We have so many things. Instagram, the TV show, Vanderpump Robs, Pumpkin Spice Podcast, Facebook group is on Facebook. It's called Pink Jeans Discussion Group. Just say, add me and I will accept. I don't check your credentials. And if you're on Twitter, you can hashtag Pink Jeans and we'll see it. I see all the little Pink Jeans tweets that aren't directed towards us. And I say all of your Pink Jeans tweets that are directed towards our podcast.
Yeah, we got our little papers on there.
Big papers. Why they got to be small, man? These things are bulging out.
We got our giant peepers on.
Yeah, sounds way worse. Okay, so on that note, sorry, Jeremy. Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you, Jeremy.
He edits our episodes. It's such a delight to work with. Seriously, if you don't know Jeremy, you're missing out. What a great friend. Drop.
Uh-oh.
Are you okay? Drop.
I'm worried.
Drop.
Drob is here. Rob had to leave for a second. Drob's actually going to be recording the bonus episode as well.
Perfect. Hey, scream if you need anything, but I'll catch you next time, okay?
Dry!
Bye! The Addams Family, y'all. Oh, yes, yes, they're creepy, kooky, mysterious, spooky, as loony as can be. When you see the movie, it goes on and on. The madness won't stop. Tick to the talk around the clock.